Yep. And I wonder why those ships nearby never came to the rescue. And it was weird that they had ships all around them. And all they had on board were blankets and life preservers waiting. It's kind of funny too. And the whole thing about the radio operator and, you know, what really split the side of the ship open, if it was really the iceberg or if it was metallurgical failure. I mean, I watched a ton of Titanic stuff, and it's just a fascinating story, regardless if they switched the ship. Forget about that for a minute. I'm just saying, in general, it's a fantastic story, in general.